This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the program. It's that time of the week. Let's take a look at fantasy football with Scott Smith of RotoViz. He's on Twitter at SSmithFF. Scott, what's going on, man? How did your first week go?
Everything went good except for in our radio league. That was the one turd in the punch bowl that I had this week. Leonard Fournette got hurt, and I don't know what Matt Stafford did. I mean, I have no clue what happened there in Detroit with Matt Patricia and you know, his first game.
Matt Patricia looks like the frat boy next door. Backwards cap and, I don't know, pencil in his side. I don't know what's going on there. That's going to be a disaster, I think.
He is the floppiest looking NFL coach.
Isn't he? Like, would you hire that guy if he walked into your building?
I don't see how you can.
Well, I guess it's Detroit.
Belichick's coaching tree, the coaches that have left in Belichick haven't done well. So
yeah, there's been one, and Bill O'Brien, and I guess that's still a little up for debate there. Still no division titles, two playoff appearances. So I want to talk about the quarterbacks first here. Patrick Mahomes, is this guy going to be elite from a fantasy standpoint in that offense? Because I think he's about ready to light up the world if he isn't already.
Well, one of the things I think you have to look at when you take in Patrick Mahomes, the physical tools are there. Everybody knows about the arm he has. He has that mobility. But also you look at the history and the trends that Andy Reid has as a play caller and an offensive coach. And historically, he's been good. And then you kind of throw in Tyreek Hill, who I think people underrate exactly how good Tyreek Hill is. I mean, he's basically a unicorn for the way that he plays. You know, he changed the way and the efficiency that Alex Smith had for his career. You know, Alex Smith historically wasn't a good deep ball passer. You know, Tyreek Hill breaks out, and all of a sudden you see Alex Smith with these deep efficiency marks that he hasn't had throughout his whole career. And I think everything kind of aligns perfectly for Patrick Mahomes to be a top 12 quarterback for the rest of the year when you add in Andy Reid, you know, Travis Kelce, and then Tyreek Hill. And then you still have a high draft pick sitting there and Sammy Watkins to be that third tier wide receiver.
Yeah, are all those guys going to be just very good in fantasy this year? Hunt, Kelce, Hill, even Watkins maybe? Are those guys just going to be kind of guys you want to start every single week?
I think Hill and Kelce definitely are. I think when it comes to Sammy Watkins, it's going to be a volume issue. There's just not enough balls to go around to keep all those guys happy week in and week out. And so I think Sammy Watkins is going to kind of be the odd man out on a few weeks. But, you know, he will have flex appeal in a certain matchups. And you just got to play it week by week.
All right, let's go rest to quarterbacks here. Give us some guys, if you could. Who are some guys you are starting this week? Who are some guys you're sitting?
One of the guys that I really like this week is Alex Smith against Indianapolis. I'm kind of gauging where I'm going to have him in the rankings. Right now, he's right at number 9. The Hurricane Florence that's coming in, I think some of that weather is actually going to end up getting up around the Washington, D.C. area. But you're talking about an Indianapolis defense who has Pierre Desir as their top cornerback, essentially in the back. And then even if there is some weather and some wind, Alex Smith plays that intermediate and that short game very well. So I don't see the wind affecting him very much. And you're talking about, the Colts linebackers collectively have 221 snaps played, you know, across their NFL careers. And I think that works out good for the likes of Jordan Reed and Jamison Crowder and things of that nature, and even Chris Thompson coming out of the backfield. So I think Alex Smith has a good matchup this week. He's a guy that I like a lot.
What about running backs, man? Sit him, start him.
Oh, you want to talk about sit? A lot of people were high on Derrick Henry, during the preseason process, and that offensive line got banged up, and even throughout that first week, you know, that game was kind of hit and miss with the weather delays and everything that went on. So it's kind of hard to get a guy like Derrick Henry into a groove to go ahead and play. But you know, the injuries that you saw, and then the way the snap totals got divvied up, you saw Deion Lewis, who just looked like the better running back and a better fit. And I think with the offensive line injuries, and then even, you know, you got Marcus Mariota, who they're saying is going to play, but he kind of got mixed up. I think the game flow and the matchup's going to trend a little bit more towards Deion Lewis. Rex Burkhead popped up with a concussion-like symptoms, and he's going up against Jacksonville, so he's another guy that I would actually sit as well. On the start side of the ball, once again, we talked about Indianapolis and the linebackers. I think Adrian Peterson is going to, you know, you look at the workload he had, you know, 166 yards, he had a touchdown. The interesting thing about the game flow for that Washington game in week one is they actually shut it down after after the really first half, because they were up 21-0 and just pounded Adrian Peterson. But Alex Smith didn't even attempt a throw in the red zone. That's how much they were just rolling the dice with Peterson. And I think they're going to ride him till the wheels fall off. And those guys that listened and actually went and picked up James Conner, it's another week where I think James Conner is going to have a lot of attempts going his way as long as Le'Veon's out riding.
Scott Smith here, rotoviz.com, at S. Smith, Fantasy Football, talking fantasy. Let's go to receivers here. I think I got lucky in our last lap fantasy league. I managed to grab Quincy Enunwa off the fantasy waiver wire. Do you think he's going to be a guy you can count on throughout the year and this week?
Yeah, I actually went hard after Enunwa in another league as well off the waiver wire. I think what you saw there with Sam Darnold and the Jets, you saw where he's comfortable at. You're going to go ahead and see Robbie Anderson get the deep balls and stuff. But all the targets came out of that slot. And Enunwa's a guy who's big and has a lot of athletic ability. He was hurt last year but had the breakout year there in 2016. And I just saw that there was a rapport there with Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold looks comfortable on those intermediate and short routes. And like it or not, you know, Enunwa's a guy who has a lot of ability to go ahead and get some yards after catch and break some tackles after he has the ball in his hand.
What are you doing with a guy like Doug Baldwin if you drafted him? He's hurt now, and he's saying, he's being open, so I don't think I'm going to be healthy all season long. Is this some guy you try to get rid of somehow?
If you can find somebody in your league and go ahead and trade them, I would definitely go ahead and trade them. If you're kind of having to stash them on the end of your bench and looking for guys off the waiver wire, I think Chris Godwin's a great pickup. We talked about him on the fantasy football preview show that we did a little bit. And, you know, DeSean Jackson had a big game against the Saints, but is gone with concussion. And so Godwin's going to go ahead and get a chance to start. He played a high percentage of the snaps against the Saints last week. But whenever he's gotten 50% or more snaps, he's actually put up around 12.7 points per game as far as fantasy goes, which is right around that fringe wide receiver two number. So I think he's a guy that's on a lot of waiver wires that is got the talent and is going to be getting the opportunity here coming soon.
Now, speaking of the waiver wires, is there anybody that you think our audience, other than the guys you just mentioned, they should be keeping an eye on if they're still available?
You know, Delanie Walker went down, and I think Jonnu Smith's a guy that's been very under the radar. He's not the big tight end that you would think of, like 6'6", 6'7", in the mold of like Jimmy Graham or whatever. He's more kind of built like Dallas Clark. But when you look at his athletic profile, he's got a 92nd percentile spark score, and he did very well as far as all of his workout metrics at the combine leading up to the draft. You know, I think he's a guy that's going to be able to slide in and do well within the confines of that offense that they run there in Tennessee. And I think he's a guy that they're going to have to lean on. Corey Davis was pretty much the main passing guy, you know, the target there in Tennessee. And, you know, Delanie Walker has historically been the guy for him. And with him missing, I think they're going to have to lean on Jonnu Smith outside of Corey Davis.
And before we let you go, I want to circle back around to Ben Roethlisberger because he had one of the worst games of his career. Is he somebody you can count on fantasy-wise any longer?
Ben Roethlisberger is a guy that you can count on, but what people have failed to realize is you have to look at his home and away splits. He's historically been bad away from the confines of Pittsburgh. When he plays at home, he actually puts up totally different numbers. I actually have him as my number two quarterback this week. I think he's going to have a big bounce-back game, and I think whenever he's playing at home, you go ahead and start him confidently. When he's on those road games, that's when you look for, you know, a streaming quarterback or your second type of guy, provided he doesn't have a really, really, really good matchup. But historically, over the last 3 to 4 years, it's on the road, he's not very good.
What other quarterbacks have those home away splits?
There's a few. I don't have them right off the top of my head, but you know, generally speaking, anytime a team is favored on the road, it's not the numbers tend to be down a little bit. A lot of times when teams are actually, you know, set to go behind and they're actually at home, you know, if they're the underdog at home, a lot of times that's when they're going to be getting those garbage yards and things that can go ahead and carry you in fantasy football. So, you know, kind of look for on, you know, we talk about the Saints. Tyrod Taylor is another guy, especially with the rushing yards that you saw him get last week against Pittsburgh. That's the type of guy that you can stream when you're looking to fill in, you know, on a weekly basis.
Scott, where can people find your work, man?
You can find me at rotoviz.com. Also, my rankings are up each week on Fantasy Pros, one of the featured rankers there. And, you know, we talk from time to time, so you can find me on here as well.
All right. Scott, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week. Scott Smith at SSmithFF, talking fantasy football. We'll take a break here. When we come back, let's go to Vegas. Head out to the desert, talk to Ralph Michaels, get a Vegas view on the NFL and college football games. We will do that next. Stick around. Plus, Pick 6 coming up. I'm Seth Dunlap, and this is The Last Lap.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.